Get up with Christy and Vodge on the Mid-North Coast's Hit FM.
And here we go.
3, 2, 1, go.
Happy Valentine's Day, lovers.
We love you. Was that creepy enough? Yes. Yeah. It was actually creepier when you walked in this morning to see me and you're like, Happy Valentine's.
I had to mouth it to you because you had headphones on when I walked in.
I was like, okay, right. Happy Valentine's to you. I've already said Happy Valentine's to my man. What did you do?
Yeah,
this
I saw your cheesy post on our Facebook page. It was the most nauseating thing ever. It's one of those. You know, you've got questions and then you go, where did you meet each other? And you just write your answer. And it's like, how long have you been together? You write your answer. You used an emoji for one of the answers, I'm pretty sure.
No, I answered everything with emojis as well as writing
things. Nauseating.
No, but it's the traditional thing that you got to do. If it's trending on Facebook, you got to follow suit. So you, my friend, what are you going to be doing when it comes to posting your own Valentine?
I'll be posting a picture of probably my hand. It's been my longest companion.
You should do it. Write it up about you and your mate.
I always said, you know what, I think there's a little bit of jealousy from the left hand. Why don't I get a Guernsey? Oh, I do more work than you, that's why. Well, I could do it, you just never ask me. Well, job's taken, so, yeah.
Hands don't talk,
by the way.
You
hands
made them
talk.
Like puppets, though, just now.
Yeah.
That was weird.
Hey, look, happy Valentine's Day to the legitimate people out there that are celebrating it with someone they love.
And look, if you do want to shout out to your lover, 13, 12, 16, you can call it any time and give us a soppy message. We love it. Bodge loves it.
No, we don't have time. We don't have time. No. We've got a lot to get into today.
With Christy and Vodge on the Mid-North Coast's Hit FM.
Time to fess up to the crazy challenges you've done to win tickets to Nitro Circus Live coming to Port Macquarie March 21. Tickets on sale now. Ticketmaster.com.au.
We got someone on the line already. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning. It's Sam. How you going, guys?
What story have you got for us?
It's a bit of an old one. When we were young, about 15, 16, we used to jump off, you know, the big bridge of Jerseyville?
Yeah.
We used to jump off that. We used to dairy cover to jump off it, but one of your mates dared me to try and do a dive off it.
Oh, no.
In front of all these girls we were with at the time, and being young and silly, gave it a go, slipped off the rail, and did a flip or two and landed on my back. Yeah.
Oh, God.
How was your back after that?
It was bright red.
Yeah, from the slap of the water. Yeah.
Better than a belly flop, though.
Yeah, it could have been worse. Still,
jeez.
It gave you the old winded.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, that's not good.
You're off to see Nitro Circus Live. Who are you going to take with you?
I'll probably take my girlfriend, Bianca.
Have you got a happy Valentine's message for Bianca?
Yeah. Have a nice day.
The Mid-North Coast Gets Up with Christy and Vodge.
On Hit FM.
Fake news.
With Lee Joller.
What happens is should Christy and I pick the story, we get a point. And you don't. But if neither of us can pick it, you get the point.
That's currently right.
The score is in your favour.
He's got three.
Well. Three this year?
Zero, and I've got one.
Okay, 3-1-0. Okay, that's fine. That's okay.
It's been good.
It's okay.
All right, let's go for it. So, a crow named George in the UK has taken to ruining people's cars. Beginning his campaign of destruction in November last year, the bird has been attacking windscreen wipers, breaking them and causing paint damage. People say they've been having to cover up their windscreens to stop George from reoffending. He's now caused hundreds of dollars of damage to 20-plus vehicles.
Nice.
George the Crow.
Sure,
George the Crow is number one.
So here's a dude with too much time on his hands. 27-year-old Andy Jennings has adapted his wheelie bin into a speed machine, equipping it with a motorbike engine and parts from a mobility scooter. It took him 200 hours. He sits inside the bin to make it go and has a speed of about 60 Ks. Andy will soon be showing it off to the good people from the Guinness Book of Records in order to set the record for the world's fastest bin. Amazing.
Okay.
And the public swimming pool in the mountaintop town of Aina in Spain has been emptied in stunning circumstances. Police were alerted to the incident on Wednesday morning, the water escaping out of a hole in the pool overnight, draining down beneath the town and out the side of the mountain. After finding four bodies, officers say they believe it was a failed plot by a well-established gang to dig into a bank across the road from the pool. Investigations are continuing.
That is
absolutely ridiculous.
I swear to God, if that's the fake story, you are a criminal genius.
Well,
you
clever.
Should write novels. If
maybe
that's
I'll
the
have
one.
To take to bank robbing.
Right, so here we go. So we've got the bank robbers in the pool, motorized bin, and George the Crow.
Yep.
Lee's now going to count us down from 3 to 1, and Chrissy and I are going to call out A, B, or C.
Have you decided? Are you ready, guys?
Mm-hmm. I have.
All right. 3, 2, 1. One.
B.
Okay.
Why'd you go B?
Because I reckon there's some truth behind the wheelie bin story, but I don't reckon he could go 60K.
Well, see, I think Lee had a big week this week, and I think crows do damage to the car, but who's going to, like, name a crow a nice name like George?
Like George.
And a nice elderly man's name, right? Or Greek man's name. And then, like, let it do all that terrorising. I just don't buy it.
I love that neither of us went for the swimming pool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that neither of you went for the swimming pool as well.
No, don't do this to me.
The fake news story.
Don't do this.
Is C.
You... No. No. No.
Oh, bad luck, guys.
Why do you keep doing this to us?
How do you keep creating this?
I don't know. Sometimes I steal stories from fake news websites, but this one I did purely make up, so... Bad luck, guys.
You need to write a novel.
Why are you a journalist? Why aren't you a writer? Why aren't you the next...
Maybe I found my calling.
I think you have. You.
Jeez.
Oh, quite the winner.
The only difference between him and Stephen King is a bag of drugs. Jeepers. Don't do drugs, ever. But you know what? Take up creative writing. I think you'd be fantastic at it.
Don't
want to get up.
A fresh way to get up.
Christian Barge on Hit FM.
Trending right now
at hits.com.au.
Big news on Billie Eilish's Instagram yesterday. Not cryptic at all. Literally, America time today, so Friday, 4 o'clock, she said. I don't know what that equates to here.
So that would be tomorrow, aren't we? Almost like a full day ahead.
Yeah, so it'll be sometime tomorrow, probably midday-ish. Billie Eilish is going to drop her new track, the James Bond theme, and she put this little teaser up on her Instagram. Have a listen. So I reckon it's going to be very Adele-like. It's going to be one of those slower ones.
You have a concern that you don't think she's going to pull off the right feel for James Bond movie, but hearing that,
I'm
already loving it.
I have been wrong before, and I would very much like to be wrong again. I just think she's too young. She's just turned 18, and it's a big task. Mm. To get Jimmy Bond right, you've got to be good.
I know. It's a big call. Now, what's your take on this? Jim Carrey's been slammed online for a silly remark he made during an interview with a UK journalist in a publication called Heat about his new movie Sonic the Hedgehog, so where he plays the villain Dr. Robotnik. Robotnik.
Yeah, Robotnik.
I knew I was going to get it wrong.
Yeah.
I don't watch it.
Doesn't
anyway.
Matter.
So, yeah, she asked in the film, Sonic has a big bucket list. I was wondering, after all you've done in your career and in your life, is there anything still left on your bucket list? He came back to say to her, just you, that's it.
Yeah, but see, the thing is if you watch the video, he's like that with everyone. He does it for a reaction. He likes to see how people's minds work. He's not being creepy.
You didn't get a flirtiness there?
No, he doesn't care. If you knew what Jim Carrey was about, particularly nowadays, he doesn't think that anything is real. He's like, yeah... Do you know what? This is nothing. The world is nothing. Have fun. So that's why every interview, he just says what he wants. He don't care.
I reckon he was just saying that so he could actually have an interview with her. That's what he's saying. She was the bucket list,
not just her, as an object.
Anyway, moving on. Did you ever hear the rumours of Ryan Gosling with the Backstreet Boys being a member of their band?
Yeah, absolutely, because they were all part of the Disney Club or whatever they were.
The Mickey Mouse Club.
Whatever.
Yeah, so, well, here's the reason for not joining. AJ's revealed on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon.
Long story short, we used to live in the same apartment complex when he was doing the Mickey Mouse Club. Him, Justin, Christina, Brittany, all them.
Yeah.
We were playing basketball like almost every other day. The group had started. I kept telling him how big this was going to be. And he's like, dude, New Kids already did it. This is never going to work. Just shoot the ball. Cut to. He was wrong.
He was wrong. But you know what? Ryan Reynolds is not doing too bad himself. In fact, I think he's doing better, like long run, you know?
You know what? Backstreet Boys will be around forever and Ryan Gosling will be around forever. They're equally as good and in different departments.
We could have a real debate about that. Have a real debate.
They're completely different worlds. Singing versus acting.
The Backstreet Boys, they're old now, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, but so is Ryan Gosling.
Yeah, but he can still act right up until his 70s. Backstreet Boys can't do what they're doing until their 70s.
Yeah, they can. Have you not seen bands out there that are still, like, rocking it on the stage?
Yeah, but they'll be the Backstreet Grandpas. They'll have to change their name.
That's a bit catchy.
Yep.
Hit FM with Christy and Budge.
A fresh way to get up
on your radio.
Christy and Budge's Alpha Bucks.
$780 is up for grabs this morning on this Valentine's morning. And Christy, we have got Darren on the line from Warhope. Darren, good morning to you.
G'day, how are you?
Well, don't sound too chirpy, mate. It is Valentine's Day.
Well.
30 seconds on the clock. 10 questions. All of your answers must start with the same letter. You can pass at any time, and we can only take your first answer.
All right. So this is a special one, all right? I'm going to do this one. So when I ask the first question, the timer will start. Your letter today is R for roses. Sound okay?
Yeah, it sounds good.
All right, here we go. Best of luck, Darren. I need you to name me a Valentine's Day gift.
Roses.
A gemstone.
Ruby.
A Pokemon character.
Rototiku.
Something round.
Rubber band.
A 90s TV show.
Pass.
An Italian food.
Radicchi.
An NRL team.
Oh, pass.
No. What was the Pokemon that you said that I...
Yeah, he's one of the lesser-known ones.
Ratatatiki. I like that one. It was...
I wouldn't know what to say. Good try, though.
Get up with Christy and Bodge on the Mid-North Coast Hit FM.
We're giving you the platform to say to your loved ones a very special message. We've had a few calls come through and also people sharing on our Facebook page as well.
This is true. So Kelly's on the line first. Kelly, who would you like to wish a happy Valentine's Day to?
I'd like to wish my husband a very happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, how long have you been together?
7 years.
Ooh, beautiful. Have you got anything special planned?
No, unfortunately, we don't. We're pretty boring.
He might come through with some roses or something.
Yeah, he might. He might.
Oh, gosh. Oh, I'm a bit nervous now.
That's all right. Happy Valentine's Day, Kelly.
Thank you.
Well, there you go. There you go. That's the first one. If that's the first one, what else we got?
Well, I do have a special someone on the phone right now. Sarah, good morning.
Good morning, Christy and Bodge.
What have you got to say?
I would love to say happy friendiversary and happy Valentine's Day to Jason. It's our 1 year friendiversary from when we met last year at Chop and Chill.
So hang on, Jason, you mean as in Jason Bodger, as in Bodge sitting right across from us.
Yeah.
Do you want to reveal how that happened? You spent Valentine's Day together last year.
I'm trying to remember it. I don't recall it.
I bet you think about it all the time.
There's so many girls that day. I just don't recall.
I was the best one, though.
Yeah, of course. No, definitely.
So what do you do normally on an anniversary? Don't you normally celebrate and get all romantic and everything? So what are you two up to today then?
I don't know. We could try go for that third date, Jason.
I've got stuff on today that I've got to do for me mum, all right?
Chocolate and Netflix.
Not with mum, no, but I did say I'd go and mow the lawn and all that. And she does live in Adelaide, so I've got to travel a long way for that.
Well, I've got the hairdresser, so I can't miss that.
Okay, well.
This is getting awkward.
Fate had other ideas, it seems.
This is like the moment where we've been doing this competition with Loveline, where they're going to call up their crush and ask them out on a date, and I feel like this is that awkward moment, Sarah.
Except you're talking while the awkwardness is happening, which makes it better.
You get used to that. It's always awkward with Bodge. Yeah.
So is that a no, Bodge? You're not going to go out on a date with Sarah?
I would if I had more notice. Sorry. I just didn't have any notice. I mean,
I'm going to eat all those donuts by myself.
Who's that? What? Is that Ella? What's she saying?
She's saying, yeah, right.
Yeah, right.
Oh, you've let the child down.
Ella must miss me. I understand. I can understand that.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, so there you go. Right, well, you know, happy Valentine's Day for you. Enjoy the hairdressers. I mean, I'm going to, like I said, Christy, four kinds of pizza, wrapping up with a four-cheese pizza in bed, watching telly. I'll probably have a little scratch. That'd be it.
Your stories keep changing. I thought you were mowing the lawn for your mum.
I did say that, didn't I?
Yeah.
Well, look, I might do that if I get time as well. So, you know. Yeah.
I'd hang up now, Sarah.
No, it's all good. It's all good. It's all good. Just let me come up with my story.
Oh, you'll be right, mate. You'll figure it out.
Oh, God.
Do you want to feel for you?
We'll go for a coffee after the show, all right?
You know I don't drink coffee.
Neither do I.
I'll have a coffee.
Ella, go to school.
Shut up.
All right, but go to school.
You've been schooled.
Right. Well, thank you for the call. Happy 1 year.
Day.
We did go on that date 1 year ago for the double blind date that Cass and I did, remember?
Yeah, I do remember that. That was the most awkward thing to go through.
I thought it was a great night. It was a great night. We had a good time.
I don't know what happened, though. Both of the contestants that got involved with that hot date with you two are still single.
Yeah, but we had a good time.
Clearly not. You won't go on a date with her today.
Several good times. What? No, we will. We will hang out. We'll hang out.
Have you got time to fit it in with all your women?
What women?
The ones you're probably getting messages from right now who's this chick?
My phone has been going off, but I think it might be for other things.
You're in trouble.
Yeah. Here's a text message from Mum. Oh, we have to go. Wake
up. Wake up. Get up with Christy and Budge on the Mid-North Coast's Hit FM. It's Budge in a movie.
Action! Now, today's going to be a little bit different, Christy.
How so?
Well, the film itself is going to sound like I'm not talking, but I'm actually doing quite a lot of work, okay?
Right.
So when you think you know what this film is, 13, 12, 16, it is a love film. All right, here we go. Let's get straight into it.
Oh, hi.
Who is it?
It's Carol Singers.
Give him a quit and tell him to bugger off.
You like it when I touch my nipple? And I just rub it in front of you? It's okay, isn't it? I thought so. Okay, we're going to take some callers now. Who have we got on the line? Hello, good morning.
Hi, this is Lynn.
Lynn, what film was I in?
Oh, Love Actually. I got it on the first word
you said. Well, there you go. You couldn't hear me too much, though, because I was a little bit on the quiet side. But I will say this, I was doing quite a lot of physical action there. You just couldn't see it.
Yes, Bodge, you were. Yes.
You missed the nipple rubbing that he was doing in the background.
Look, basically what happens in that scene of Love Actually is the bloke, whose name I forget, doesn't matter, we'll call him Bodge. He has the sandwich board cards and he's written all these things on and he's just showing it other ones. In this, what I've done, because I changed the scene, all right? I put myself into a movie and I changed the scene. I just put
it's
the Christmas...
my favorite movie.
Well, I'm about to ruin it for you. I just put the Christmas Carol on and in this scene, even though you can't hear it much, I'm actually just rubbing my little nipples. Just at her, just through the shirt. It's nothing weird. And I'm just showing her that, you know, it's a lovely holiday and she's happy about it, I'm happy about it. It's a love story. So,
oh, God, you've ruined it.
I'm glad. I'm glad, because that's the new love story.
Yeah, we're never going to watch Love Actually the same way again.
More people should rub their nipples at someone else, with consent, of course.
I don't think any woman is going to want to go out with you now after you revealing that.
Well,
because it's not...
Yeah, love me for me, not who for you want me to be.
Lynn, it's not that attractive when a man does that, hey?
No, I'm sorry. You're one of a kind, Bodge. I'm sorry.
You're saying that Keira Knightley was keen on it, but you're not?
No.
All right, well, there we go.
Have you got any special Valentine's message, Lynn?
Just wish my husband a happy Valentine's Day. He was still asleep when I left to go to work, so, yeah.
Oh, how long have you been together?
28 years.
Congratulations.
Goodness me.
Yeah.
He doesn't rub nipples, that's why you're still together.
Probably, yeah.
Well, I mean, he might do. Just depends what you're into, I guess.
The Mid-North Coast Gets Up with Christy and Barge.
On Hit FM.
The Love Line is open.
Now, there's been a slight alteration to this, which we will talk about in just a moment, but let's get our Love Line winner on the line. We're going to call her live. Here we go. Hang on 1 second.
Fingers crossed.
I hope that's right. There we go. Let's hope she picks up.
The moment's here.
I'm going to have some fun. Hang on.
Hello.
Hi, is that Kayla?
Yes.
Hi, it's Christy and Bodge. How are you?
Hey, good. How are you? Hey. Happy Valentine's Day, guys.
And to you. Hey, guess what?
What?
You won the grand prize.
Oh, woo!
You did.
Yes!
And we had a talk with John's Family Jewellers, who have been very, very good to us with prizing. And they've said because of your same-sex relationship, they said, you know what, let's offer them both some Najo jewellery, beautiful Najo jewellery.
Aww, which that's is, so sweet.
Well, they said, you know what, we want these women to look beautiful. We want them to look hot, because when they go out on their date to the movies, to the pier, to wherever
Plaza,
you're going.
And you're Indian.
Indian, but we have to put the jetty on hold because I had to close it because of the weather.
Oh, that's okay. There's a lot of other romantic spots near you. So how are you and Danny going?
Oh, we're sweet.
Yeah, you've been talking a lot since we brought you two together, so since we created that little love blossom.
Yeah, we just sat around the house the other day and waited for the real estate to come.
All right, okay. Well, there
you're
you go.
You're getting a house together? Is that what you're just saying?
No. She had a house inspection, so I just kept the company. You know how real estates are.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there we go. Look, you've won the beautiful Najo jewellery from John's Family Jewellers, which is the grand prize, of course, for the Love Line. And how did you find it being put on the spot and having to ask your crush out?
Oh, I didn't mind. It was better to do it with everyone watching instead of chickening out at the last minute and not doing it.
Can I want to ask you an honest and a serious question. As a gay person, like, you know, is it harder to sort of suss out whether someone else is also your way inclined? Is it tougher? Because there's a lot of straight people out there, but I feel like if I was gay, I wouldn't know what to do. I wouldn't know how to approach people. How do you find it? How do you two get it off? No, that's about the wrong way of saying it. Wait.
Well, yeah.
You knew what I meant.
He's blushing now.
That's okay.
Let's just leave it at that.
Yeah.
No, explain it to us. So how did you guys initiate that conversation?
Well, you helped me and I asked her.
Oh, so she didn't know at all?
No.
Oh, my goodness.
Because I was actually married before I asked Eddie out on a date to a man.
Oh, right.
Wow.
Oh, so wait, how long had you two been working together?
3 years.
3 years?
And I've just been broken up with my husband for 2 years.
Right. And how long? So she didn't know you were interested at all?
No, not at all.
Did she know about your orientation and vice versa?
No, she did not.
Okay.
Wow.
I think, or maybe a little bit, because she knew why I broke up with my husband, because I was confused about, you know,
Oh, wow.
who I was attracted to.
You know what? You're incredibly brave
That's
to be able
huge.
To do that live on air.
Oh, my goodness. So, and what about herself? Did you know that she was a gay person?
Oh, she's both. She's bisexual.
Oh, that's right. That's handy. Do you know what? I'm jealous of bisexuals. I really am, because they get the both. They get the best of both worlds. They really do. But do you know what? I'm happy that we've been able to help you out with this, to help you find love, and we really honestly hope that this is the start of something beautiful.
Thank you.
And
post photos.
Well, thank you. Enjoy tonight.
You'll have to do it wearing the beautiful Najo jewelry that's coming your way. It is looking beautiful.
I can't believe it.
Well, believe it.
It's well deserved.
And that's thanks to John's Family Jewelers as well. They have sorted us out with all this kit, and it is fantastic. Love is love, mate. It's Valentine's Day.
A fresh way to get up.
Christian Barge on Hit FM.
We're playing Have You Been Paying Attention? So give us a call, 13 12 16, in order to win some beautiful, a beautiful single red rose from Touchwood Flowers in Port Macquarie. The perfect place to get your Valentine's flowers and more.
It would be a decent thing to give to your missus if you're, you know, one of those guys that just forgets what to do on the day, and you go, oh, it's like a birthday or an anniversary. You go, is it today? Do I have to do something today?
It's like when you see those people that pull up off the side of the road, and there's all those people with the flowers on the stands, and they're like, oh, I forgot, it's Valentine's Day, better get one.
Yeah.
Or pull it out of the neighbour's garden.
Hey, there's a lot of people that do it. Mm-hmm. There's this old lady that used to live near us, and I used to just take the, I mean, a little bit. I wouldn't take them all. I'd take a couple of them.
Just a couple of them.
Oh, my God. Here he is. Big boy's walked into the studio. Come in, big fella. Stand at the microphone. Michael, resplendent in his ARB uniform, has walked in with some roses for Christy.
I thought about it about 10 minutes ago.
So did you just race on down to the florist just now? And you went, oh, crap, I better go and get her something.
Oh, no, they're cheap-ass Coles ones.
That's the way to do it as well. I mean, there's no shame in doing that.
Saving money.
Now, while you are here, before we get to our caller, who makes the most effort come Valentine's Day of the two of you?
Well, we both know that.
Christy, let me
answer this one. I don't think Christy has ever bought or given me anything on Valentine's Day.
Oh, God.
You and I.
For Valentine's Day.
Turning Christy's microphone down just for a moment.
I don't think she's given me anything ever. Right. 7 years. Is this our eighth Valentine's Day?
I don't know. You're the one telling the story here.
Yeah, I don't think you've ever given me anything.
Well, she can't even remember the day you guys got together, can she?
No, I do. Stop putting my microphone down.
I'm letting him
Let
have
me
a speak.
Defend.
I'm letting Michael have a chance to talk for a change, because he always cops it from you on the radio.
Oh, and you, because you're the one that's backing me to say, when are you going to put a ring on that finger?
I'm an instigator, and I'm taking his side this time.
Oh, did I forget?
Oh, my God. Down on the knee. Not going to happen.
He got down on one knee. And my heart skipped a bit. I was like, oh, my God, it's happening.
No, it won't. He's done that to me once before on our anniversary. He got
Her
down
heart
on one.
Yeah.
He got down on one knee once before and with an actual box. And I thought, you're joking. We're both drunk. And turns out it was just a set of pearl earrings.
There was a, well, yeah, a lot of people getting pearl earrings.
Better than a pearl necklace.
Yeah, anyway, look, hey. Happy Valentine's Day, guys.
Yes,
enjoy
happy
it.
Valentine's, Michael. Thank you for surprising me this morning.
Let's get our caller on, because they want to win a rose as well.
Hello.
Hi, who's that?
Sally.
Sally, you are very patient, but we didn't know that Michael was going to come in and surprise Christy with some roses. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Hey, look, Christy's got some questions. We're going to play Have You Been Paying Attention? And then what's going to happen after that is you're potentially going to walk away with a rose to give to someone.
Okay.
All right, so I'll ask you three questions. First one, what is Bodge been? What's Bodge getting up to this Valentine's Day is what I'm trying to say.
Oh.
He's been talking about it.
Gosh. No, I don't know.
If you had to pick what I would be doing on Valentine's Day, right?
Eating
what
food.
Do you reckon? Shush, Christy, can you not?
Okay, maybe eating a pizza, having some beer.
Yeah.
I said eating pizza in bed, finishing off with a quattro formaggio pizza, four cheeses, and that's how I want to do it. Right, Christy.
All right, second one. In Texas, a zoo lets you name a bug after your ex and feed it to an animal. What bug is it?
Think of the worst one. Think of the worst one.
I don't know, a dung beetle?
No, right. It's best of three anyway. It's best of three.
It was a cockroach. 12-year-old Maya shamed Bodge for wearing a shirt that only kids should wear. What kind of shirt was it?
Oh. No, I don't know.
What did it have on it?
No idea.
So think kids. I'll
give
so
you a hint.
Colourful.
Jurassic Park. There you go. I wanted to get this rose.
A dinosaur?
Yeah, he's wearing it right now. Dinosaurs
all over it. I love it.
Yeah,
Mayor
did say
shirt.
If he wanted to be serious about a relationship, he needed to get rid of the shirt. He's wearing it on Valentine's Day, so you're not going to pick up today.
Heartbreaking. That's okay. I don't want to.
Hit FM with Christy and Budge.
A fresh way to get up.
On your radio.
We've got one more special announcement. Yep. All those Nitro Circus Live winners for the past 2 weeks, they've all gone in the draw to win, get this, an awesome VIP meet and greet. So 4 VIP tickets to Nitro Circus Live, best seats in the house, food and beverages, a meet and greet with some of the Nitro Circus athletes. So not only the prizes that they won just before.
Yeah, well, we've actually got the winner on the line. She's returning my call. Hello, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Hello, it's Tony from Port Macquarie.
Yeah, Tony, it's Bodge. How are you?
Oh, I'm good, mate. How are you going?
We're good. We're just revealing to everyone that you won something that you didn't think you were going to win.
Oh, okay.
You won a meet and greet with the guys from Nitro Circus. There you go.
Oh, my God. Are you serious? Taking my little grandson. He's 7 and he's going to love that.
Oh, okay. And also, you've also got yourself, what have we got here? Hang on a sec. 4 VIP tickets to Nitro Circus. So as well as the tickets you've already got. So best seats in the house, food and bebs, a meet and greet with some of the athletes as well. So...
Oh, my God, doesn't get better than that. Thank you so much.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You.
So just think back to when you were kissing that dog on the bum, right, as a dare, and just think to yourself, do you know what, all these years later, it's worth it.
That's okay. I'll be letting my sister know. I might even drag her along and she could kiss someone's butt, and it might be mine.
We'll see you on Monday.
Bye. Have a beautiful time.
If you want more of Christy and Budge, catch up on the podcast at hit.com.au or hear them live weekday mornings from 6 on the Mid-North Coast's Hit FM.